Greg Smith is with us, Devon Funds Management. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Now, let's start with the US markets. Obviously closed today, Martin Luther King Day in the United States, but investors already digesting some of those implications of those executive orders that he's getting through.
Yeah, they certainly are. So, yeah, the markets are closed in terms of the US, but, hey, European markets, they're pushing higher, and you've got the futures trading, they're pointing higher as well. So, I guess we'll see tomorrow when they reopen. But obviously market reaction following the election result, more recently leading up to the inauguration, has been positive. I guess the key thing for markets might be the unpredictability of the ride. And if the pre-party was anything to go by, there could be a bit of that. The village people banging out YMCA and dancing alongside Trump. It's going to be interesting from a market perspective. But ultimately at the moment, they're looking, obviously investors are looking at the pro-business aspects, lower regulation, lower taxes, and also it's obviously worth remembering the stock market did quite well under Trump last time around. Actually, one thing, just looking at the ceremony as well, I know he's not wearing his red tie for once, bipartisan purple, so maybe that's a new era there, but speech is underway, and that's down to business, isn't it, with these executive orders. So I think that's going to be something that investors are looking at. He said he's going to sign up to a record number, perhaps more than 100. And you look at what he did in his first year, he did 55 in total. So he's going to be going pretty hard then. And Biden, he did just 17 in the hours after he took the oath. But there's already suggestions he might have to get busy. And the idea that he's a lame duck president, potentially, obviously, can only sit one term, and he might struggle to get much through after the midterms in 2 years' time. So, we know what he's going to be focused on. Immigration, that'll be one. They have said there's a no price tag with this, and you've mentioned the troops on the border. I think the cost of his policies will be something that investors look at some point, perhaps for another day. So he's also looking to increase tariffs. It'll be just interesting to see how far he goes here, whether he invokes sort of special powers or whether he waters it down a bit. I suppose we can look at the reaction of the currency markets at the moment. The US dollar is down over 1%. He's looking at deregulating sectors, of course, including cryptos. See, Melania, she's launched her own crypto, as has Trump, and he wants to make the US the Bitcoin capital of the world. So just on that note, Bitcoin overnight hit a record high, around 110,000 US. And I think another big one for markets, Ryan, will be the US oil and gas industry. And part of his promise is to usher in a new era of American energy dominance. So you expect that'll be in his first day executive orders. But he also wants to roll back, Biden's climate change initiatives. So, potentially good for energy companies, potentially not so good for renewables. And I note also there's a few of the big tech execs. You've got Zuckerberg there. So obviously he's taken a shining to AI. He's also linked that to the need for energy, saying that lots of power is needed. We need lots of power plants. And he said in the last few days that the US needs to double the energy it currently has. So that has implications for energy markets. But, the initial stages of his presidency look to be action-packed. So, buckle up.
Yeah, interesting one, because obviously he's so hard to predict, which makes it difficult for markets to try and work out exactly what he's going to do, what's a bargaining chip and what's real. 2025 Absolutely. Looks like it's going to be a big year for mergers and acquisitions. We've already seen plenty of chat around a couple of big players here, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's one of our predictions for this year. So we're talking about, I suppose, a soft landing for the global economy, or I suppose the cliche at the moment is no landing, but also borrowing costs coming down. Now, it's early days, but we have seen some chat already. So you look at Rio Tinto, that's a big miner. They've recently held talks with Glencore, evidently. That would be a huge deal. That would be north of $250 billion US dollars. The combined group would eclipse BHP as the world's largest mining group. These two had talks a couple of years ago. Oh, sorry, around a decade ago, sorry. But that was more about iron ore. The driving force this time around could be copper. Between them, they produced 1.8 million tonnes of the stuff, 7% of global copper supply. And we know about the transition, and copper's a vital metal used in powering EVs, wind turbines, solar panels and the like, even though Trump's obviously made his view clear on some of these things. And meanwhile, it's quite a challenge to get new mines of scale. And we're also seeing M&A activity elsewhere, also across the Tasman. We've got private equity firms there locked in a $3 billion bidding war for financial services group Insignia. And then there's New Zealand. It was pretty quiet day in the markets yesterday, but we've had an announcement regarding Millennium and Copthorne. hotels, and they're Singapore-based CDL, which is the majority owner. They want to, they've proposed a full takeover for 24% of the company that it doesn't own, and there's actually a 25% premium to this to Friday's closing price. The company said, told Shadows to sit tight, and they're looking at, got an independent valuation committee to look at. But yeah, hotels of course suffered during COVID. Meanwhile, costs are going up. Millennium Copthorne, they've got a big refurbishment program underway. But shares in the hotel group, they soared 19%. It's a buyer's market, seems, Ryan. I just wonder, you know, with the currency where it is, you know, effectively New Zealand companies are on sale to overseas predators. Yeah. So, yeah, we might see more names depart the NZX.
All right, Greg, quick numbers from you.
Okay, so quickly down, NASDAQ and S&P 500 are all closed, but across the Atlantic, the FTSE 100 was up 0.18%. Stocks 50 in Europe was up 0.3%. Nikko in Japan was up 1.2%. Hang Seng in Asia, that rallied 1.8%. ASX 200 across the Tasman up 0.5%. NZX 50 down 0.3%. Gold up $5, 2,708 an ounce. Oil down $1.30, 76 spot 59 a barrel for WTI. And in the currency markets, the A dollar versus the Kiwi, we're up 0.2%, 90.4. Sterling up 0.2%, 46 even. But yeah, the big moves in the US dollar and around Trump. So Kiwi against the US up 1.2%, 56.5.
All right. Thanks so much for that. Greg Smith doing the business for us this morning.